30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
It's time for America Outdoors Radio, the show that covers the outdoor scene across the U.S. of A. and the entire continent. Fishing, hunting, conservation, outdoor recreation, and great destinations, we cover it all every week. It's your country, your outdoors. Let's explore it together with your host, John Cruz.
Welcome to the show. I hope you had a great Thanksgiving. I know I did with my daughter. It was a wonderful time. She got to meet my new puppy. And the name we decided on for this little black and white Springer Spaniel that is all of 9 weeks old now, his name is Sam. As in Yosemite Sam, or maybe Sam I Am, depending on what your pleasure is. But he is a cutie. He's also a handful. Boy, oh boy. Working on the potty training and working on the teething issues. But he's got a great personality. He's very socialized already, and he's even got retrieving instinct, which I was surprised to see this early on. So very excited about training up Sam over the winter and spring and having him ready to go hunting in the fall. And by the way, really impressed with the breeder. New Day Springers is the name of his company. He is based out of Twin Falls, Idaho, and he's got some great dogs. I got to meet both the mom and the dad, beautiful looking AKC registered Springer Spaniels. And while he's gotten rid of most of them, he's actually got three left. And he told me that he's going to make a Christmas deal for you. If you want one of the three remaining Springers, and I've seen them all, they are all great looking dogs with great personalities. He'll sell them to you for only $900. That's right, male or female. The females were going for $1,500. I paid $1,000 for my male Springer Spaniel, but he will sell them to the right person with the right home for only $900. So if you're interested, go to his Facebook page. You'll find it at New Day Springers. That's New Day Springers, based in Twin Falls, Idaho. And see if one of the remaining dogs is the right dog for you. I know I'm really looking forward to having Sam around for a long time, and I bet you'll fall in love with one of these dogs, too. The Facebook page again, New Day Springers. We've got some great guests for you today on the show. One of them is George Crum. He's the editor of Fish Alaska Magazine. And towards the end of our program, he's going to tell you about some places to go ice fishing if you find yourself up near Anchorage or Wasilla this winter. Another guest we'll talk to is Casey Weismantle. He is the executive director for the Aberdeen Visitors and Convention Bureau, and he's also an avid pheasant hunter. And we are going to talk about November and December pheasant hunting and fishing for walleye, both in the open water, where two state records have been broken in this region in just the last month, as well as some hard water ice fishing you can do in and around Aberdeen, too, and why Aberdeen is the perfect cast and blast destination for you in the month ahead. I got to be a guest of Casey and Pheasants Forever about 6 years ago. We've actually got a best of show we still run from time to time about that wonderful experience we had there. And I'll tell you what, the hunting in South Dakota, it is incredible for pheasant, and I'd love to try out some of the fishing too. The other guest you're going to hear from today, that would be Chris Milgate. As a matter of fact, Chris is one of my favorite people. She is a veteran journalist. She also writes for publications like Outdoor Life and Field and Stream. Chris's latest story is about an animal that attacked and killed a woman, and we're going to talk not only about this particular incident, but other incidents where people put themselves in harm's way Because they're not using common sense, and they're not treating wild animals as wild animals, especially when it comes to big game animals like elk and deer and bears and cougars and bison. Let's get more into that conversation right now. Next up on America Outdoors Radio, we've got Chris Milgate on the line. She is an award-winning journalist. She is an author. She is a documentary filmmaker. And she just wrote an article for Field & Stream about a woman who was trampled to death in Arizona. Chris, welcome to the show. What the heck happened here?
John, thanks for having me. So this case in Arizona is pretty shocking, especially since there hasn't ever been in the state's history, a documented kill by an elk of a human. But what's hard to piece together is exactly what you're asking in a way that kind of confounds you, is what happened here. Well, part of the problem with what happened with this case in Arizona is nobody witnessed it. But there was a woman who was found by her husband in her backyard, and she was unresponsive, and she looked trampled, and there was a bucket of spilled corn by her. And she ended up in the hospital, and 8 days later, she died. And when the investigators pieced the case together, they found elk tracks all around and pieced together that what probably had happened is she had been feeding the elk and things turned south, as they can often do in the fall when elk are in the rut. Elk are really aggressive in the rut, and it didn't turn out well at all. So neighbors were put on alert with warnings of don't feed the animals, and especially this time of year, I mean, they're going to be a little more aggressive. And it was just kind of a case of someone thinking they were doing something pretty benign when they probably were not.
Right. You know, you live in Idaho, and it wasn't that long ago that there was a woman that was trampled there by a moose. And I think that she had a dog with her, and the dog triggered the attack.
You know, that's pretty common. And when you go into certain places where I live, and even into places like Yellowstone where people visit, it's very clear you do not let your dogs off leash, or that can trigger things. Dogs are going to defend their humans, and that's not going to bode well either in that case. So I think there's a lot of places where there's a specific reason why your animal should not be off leash or allowed in that area. And even in those areas, there's also rules layered on top of how your pets are handled, but there's also how you handle yourself. You don't feed the animals. I ran along the river just last week, and there was a woman sitting on the ground feeding squirrels, and there were 10 squirrels surrounding her. That's creepy to me. I don't want to see that kind of interaction. Those animals know how to feed themselves. We are not helping at all when we try to feed them. And she even took it a step further where she was actually reaching out with her hand and expecting the squirrel to use its hands to reach into her hand to take out the shelled peanut. It was very uncomfortable. That is not a situation that should be occurring, and we have to restrain ourselves. We're not helping the animals by feeding them. If anything, we're starving them, because the day we walk away and we're not standing there with food anymore, they might forget how to find their own food, and that's not good either.
You're absolutely right. And continuing with when animals attack, and we're not talking about bears yet, we're sticking with hoofed animals. Been another uptick of cases in Yellowstone National Park, with people getting way too close and way too comfortable with bison, and bad things have happened.
Yeah, Yellowstone. People love Yellowstone, and I love that people love Yellowstone, and I love that I live an hour and a half from it. But I hate what happens in there. When I see what a lot of people do around the animals, I will avoid the park at peak season because it's just an alarming situation. I think what happens is people get into places like Yellowstone, and I realize the privilege of living close. I can go to it on any given day. A lot of people maybe get to visit Yellowstone once in their lifetime. And that's what you have to remember. For some of these people in Yellowstone, it's the only time they're going to be in a place like that, where they can see wildlife just kind of lingering around and roaming around, whether it's grizzlies or it's bison or it's elk. They're just out there doing their thing, and people crave that connection with the natural world in such an intense degree at this point that when they get into that situation, they kind of lose themselves and they don't realize what they're doing. And they just want to get closer to nature. And then things turn horribly wrong, but they've kind of lost themselves. They get wrapped up in the moment and wanting to connect with nature in such a way that they forget how to behave appropriately in that wild environment.
I agree. Nature, it deserves your respect, folks. Keep away from the animals. Don't feed them. Don't take selfies with them. Watch them from a distance and enjoy that. Would you mind sticking around, Chris? Because I would love to talk about your new documentary film on grizzly ground.
I'd love to stick around.
All right. Stick around, folks. We'll be right back with Chris Milgate to talk about grizzly bears in the greater Yellowstone ecosystem. We've been telling you about Sportsman's Cove Lodge in Southeast Alaska for a while now, and there's a reason. They are the only Alaska lodge we talk about in this show. It's because they're truly Alaska's best lodge. The adventure starts with a float plane ride from Ketchikan, after which you'll get the chance to experience some of the best hospitality, food, and wonderful people you'll ever meet. Wildlife is abundant, from bears and deer to eagles and whales, and let's not forget the reason you're here, the fishing. Halibut, salmon, lingcod, rockfish, true cod, and more. It's all waiting for you in abundance at Sportsman's Cove Lodge. Book your trip today at alaskasbestlodge.com. That's alaskasbestlodge.com for Sportsman's Cove Lodge.
Hunt of a Lifetime is a nationwide nonprofit organization dedicated to providing hunting and fishing trips to youth 21 and under who suffer from life-threatening illnesses and disabilities. These adventures make big differences in the lives of those who participate in them, and in many cases are literally a dream come true that brings hope and therapy to their lives. Find out more, get involved, or donate today at huntofalifetime.org. That's huntofalifetime.org. huntofalifetime.org.
Looking for the perfect gift for the hunter or shooter in your life? Give them a Henry. These American-made lever-action guns shoot straight and have a classic Western look. Choose from a .22 caliber Henry for plinking, a heavier caliber for hunting, or even a shotgun for birds and small game. Better still, these guns come in all sorts of finishes, covering everything from use in the field or on the range to showing off the best-looking firearm in your zip code. Henry rifles and shotguns come with a lifetime guarantee. And if you help need deciding what Henry is right for you, just ask. The award-winning customer service team at henryusa.com will be happy to help you out. So, go to henryusa.com and order a free catalog and holiday gift guide. Then, find what you like, look for a dealer near you, and get a gift that will put a real smile on someone's face this holiday season. Start searching for your Henry now at henryusa.com. That's henryusa.com.
A sharp blade makes short work of any project you have in the outdoors, in the kitchen, or in the shop. Hone your knives and tools with quality power and manual sharpeners from Worksharp. Find out more at worksharptools.com.
This holiday season, join the all-new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Redding Garden of Lights.
Taking place November 17th through January 7th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens.
At the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Explore over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights, plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more.
Redding Garden of Lights, presented by Mercy Medical Center, Redding.
Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Hey, Bob the Drop here. The other day, I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best-tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
Find one-of-a-kind fall decor and more at Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson. Open Wednesday through Saturday, 10 to 6, Sunday, noon to 5, and Monday, 10 to 6. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage has a wide assortment of fall decor, including artificial flowers, leaves and pumpkins, garland and wreaths, mantle swag, and glassware, pillows, and pine cones. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson.
Hey, what's going on in Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
You're back in with America Outdoors Radio. I'm John Cruz. We've got Chris Milgate back on the line, that Emmy-nominated filmmaker and journalist and author who just released a new documentary on grizzly ground. Chris, thanks for sticking around.
Oh, absolutely. It's always fun to visit with you.
So tell me a little bit about this latest project of yours.
On Grizzly Ground follows greater Yellowstone grizzlies for a summer. And that means when they wake up in the spring and start moving around after hibernation, I start following them, and I follow them through Idaho, Montana, and Wyoming, Yellowstone National Park, and Grand Teton National Park. Those are the elements that make up the greater Yellowstone ecosystem. And so what I do is I decided I wanted to show people what it's like for the wild to make its way with us in the way by following them for a whole season and showing you all the ways that we help and hurdle the wild. And when it comes to grizzly bear, that means the way we help them is we give them space. The way we hurdle them is we give them food. And we give them food in all kinds of ways, whether it's a cooler that's too easy to open or the garbage that we don't think anything wants to eat in our garbage can. That certainly is a food source for an animal. So we look at all of that, and there's ranching involved, there's the tribal perspective, there's the scientific perspective, and it's really important to make sure that all of those perspectives are included when I'm working on a hot-button issue like grizzlies. When you're talking about grizzlies, people think that you're, you know, talking about whether or not they should be listed or delisted, and what they're really arguing about is whether or not grizzly bears should be hunted, because if they were delisted, that would be the next step, and that is the real hot-button issue when you're talking about a protected animal that's about to be delisted.
And the grizzly bear recovery has been a real success story. What is it, about 900 grizzly bears in the greater Yellowstone ecosystem now?
As far as the count goes, it kind of depends on which area you're counting, whether you're inside the specific recovery area or you're looking at all of greater Yellowstone. So the most accurate number that I use that makes sense to people is there are more than 1,000 grizzly bears in the greater Yellowstone ecosystem today. Compare that to 50 years ago when they were put on the endangered species list. There were less than 200. So on an animal that doesn't produce babies every year, that's a remarkable recovery. And so it's a story of recovery that is a story of hope, but it comes with hesitation because this is an animal that is higher on the food chain than us, and that makes a lot of people uncomfortable.
You know, it's funny you mention that. It was, I think, about a year and a half ago, I had my first encounter with a cougar while I was hiking. And I had that moment where I realized I'm not at the top of the food chain right now. That cougar that's literally like 30 yards away looking at me on that ridgeline, that's the animal that's on top of the food chain. It's a very unsettling feeling, and I'm sure you had that feeling many times while making this documentary.
You know, it is unsettling. And then when I work on something like grizzlies, the first thing people say to me is, ooh, that's risky. Aren't you scared? Okay, well, the reality is I don't have to see a grizzly bear every day to follow grizzlies through the greater Yellowstone ecosystem. I need to talk to people affected by having them in that ecosystem, but they don't see those bears every day. And when I'm running trail cameras in spots where I know on purpose that grizzly bears are going to come through, I'm very strategic about how I approach those areas. I go in the heat of the day because I know it's hot and I don't want to be hiking, so I know bears aren't really moving around. And I don't go alone, and I always have bear spray. And there's things that I do that are considered preventative measures, but I also know to respect their space. I am in their house, and I am in bear country. And I need to respect that I am in their house. So I can reduce the risk by a lot. But, I mean, I got to tell you, there are certain points when you're in the field and you're working and you're concentrating on what your shot should be in front of you. But you should always be aware of what's going on behind you and over your shoulder. And the reality is, if you make enough noise and a bear knows you're coming, they want nothing to do with you. They're getting out of there. You're not even going to know they were there if you're loud enough. But a mountain lion hears you coming and they hear dinner bell. So
right.
I carry bear spray whether or not I'm in grizz country because I'm more worried about mountain lions.
Well, I don't blame you for that. But I would say this, though. I mean, during the making of this, I'm sure you relied on footage from like the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, National Park Service, Idaho Fish and Game, and other agencies. You obviously had some trail cameras. Did you get to have some up close, or maybe not up close, but personal viewings of grizzly bears yourself?
One of the most satisfying parts of my job is shooting all the footage myself. So while I rely on those agencies that you mentioned to verify statistics and research, the footage is mine.
Oh, wow.
And so I am very proud of the fact that I'm willing to work extremely hard to get that impossible shot. And I like how hard the job is. And I like how rare the footage is when I'm done. I was allowed to go into a grizzly bear trapping situation with Idaho Fish and Game. And that footage I shot, but I was with biologists that know what they're doing. And I've had more than one opportunity to go nose to nose with a grizzly bear, but that bear has been asleep, and he's been on a medication that kind of just passes them out on the forest floor so that they can be examined, kind of like a doctor's visit where you go in, they weigh you, and they take a blood sample. All that's done for a grizzly as well. And then the reason they're captured in the first place is to put a collar on. When you're working on a story about a federally protected animal, the benefit is that animal is tracked heavily. So these collars go around their neck so biologists know where the animals are and how they're doing and what they're eating. And I can go on very select occasions, I've been able to go on those trapping days where they put a bear to sleep with a little bit of a sleepy time tea shot, and for about a half hour they can examine that bear, and then they put a collar on its neck and let go, and they can track that animal without touching it again. During that half hour, I shoot my footage. Well, there are moments where I will wake up in the middle of the night and I remember what happens on those shoots, because specifically on one case, one of the bears woke up early and I was right at its face and his eyes popped open, and nothing looks closer to death than when you're nose to nose with a grizzly and he wakes up and there's nothing else you're going to do but pee your pants. That's just what happens.
I was literally thinking to myself, I would have done just that.
Yeah, yeah, at least that was all I did. But that's like the moment when it's just such a visceral moment. There's no getting out of it. And even though it's a controlled situation and I know how it's going to turn out because they're just going to give the bear another shot and he's going to go back to sleep, when you wake up with the wild, when the wild wakes up that close to your face, it's something that you never can erase from your mind.
Oh, my goodness. All right. Last question. How can folks see On Grizzly Ground?
On Grizzly Ground is showing in a bunch of ways. There's in-person film screenings, which sell out, and those are a lot of fun. And those will settle down for the winter and pick up again in the spring. And then if you want to watch it at home right now while the bears are hibernating, and you're kind of hibernating for the winter, have an at-home movie night. Go to ongrizzlyground.com, and you can buy a virtual movie pass to watch it at home. The other thing that's fun that is good for the winter time while the bears are sleeping is books. So a lot of people like to ask me, what's it like to do your job? You know, wasn't it scary to follow grizzlies for the summer? And what is it like to go nose-to-nose with a grizzly? All of those behind-the-scenes features go in a book, and that book is called My Place Among Beasts. And so it takes you behind every shot in the film, and you can realize what I went through, stitches included, to get this film produced. And so that is at the same place, ongrizzlyground.com, for the movie and the book.
All right, ongrizzlyground.com, that's the website to go to for both the movie and the book, My Place Among Beasts. It would also make a great Christmas gift as well. Chris, thanks for sharing all of this with us today on America Outdoors Radio.
Thank you.
This portion of the show was brought to you by our friends at WorkSharp. They're the fine folks out of Ashland, Oregon, who make knife and tool sharpeners that you can use whether you're hunting or fishing or camping or maybe in your shop, maybe in your kitchen, for all of the knives and tools you need sharpened every day when you work and play. WorkSharp tools can be found online at WorkSharpTools.com, or you can find them in sporting goods stores and hardware stores all over our great nation. Just look for WorkSharp products to sharpen your knives and your tools, because nothing is worse than trying to get the job done right with a dull blade.
Hunt of a Lifetime is a nationwide nonprofit organization dedicated to providing hunting and fishing trips to youth 21 and under who suffer from life-threatening illnesses and disabilities. These adventures make big differences in the lives of those who participate in them, and in many cases are literally a dream come true that brings hope and therapy to their lives. Find out more, get involved, or donate today at huntofalifetime.org. That's huntofalifetime.org. huntofalifetime.org.
Immerse yourself in a complete Alaska wilderness experience through Sportsman's Cove Lodge. Up to six of you will spend a week in a beautiful waterfront log home in a secluded cove. Every day is a new adventure. Go on a guided fishing trip or haul in a bounty of shrimp and crab. Visit a Native American village where totem poles are carved. Go on a whale or bear watching trip and return back to your very own place at the end of the day. Find out more about the Alaska Wilderness Experience at alaskasbestlodge.com. That's alaskasbestlodge.com.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Tagger and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG-guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no-side-effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult-to-treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by. Get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Reading.
Considering the purchase of an e-bike? Why not get more bang for your buck? Reading Electric Utilities e-bike program offers $1,000 towards an e-bike and $150 towards a lock and helmet for income-eligible applicants. With gas and car prices on the rise, there's no better time to take advantage of the new cycling connections in Reading. Join the movement to save some green while going green. E-biking means more fun, more trails for your tires, and more smiles per mile. Find out if you qualify at cityofreading.org/rebates.
Christmas lights do more than glitter and glow. They represent a gift of love given a long time ago. This holiday season, join Historic Hollis Farms on a magical journey through Lights on the Farm, presented by award-winning light designers at Reading Lights. Climb aboard the Haas Express Railways or travel by country-covered wagons through a spectacular interactive holiday light show where childhood memories and family traditions come alive. Enjoy a simple country Christmas with cocoa, candied apples, carolers, and a visit with Santa. And it's a very special gift from Greg and Nicola Haas. Every Thursday night, children 12 and under are free with special discount pricing for seniors and veterans every Sunday. It's the Haas family way of saying thank you and Merry Christmas. Limited tickets are available, so hurry. Reserve your tickets today at historichaasfarms.com and make a memory. Start a new tradition with your family at Historic Haas Farms, Lights on the Farm, where they've been celebrating the holidays for over 150 years.
You're back in with America Outdoors Radio. Our next stop is Aberdeen, South Dakota. We've got Casey Wiseman on the line. He's the executive director for the Aberdeen Area Convention and Visitors Bureau. He's also an avid pheasant hunter. Casey, great to have you back on the show.
Hey, thanks for having me. I appreciate being here.
Well, Casey, about, 6 years ago now, you were kind enough to host me and several other members of the media and Pheasants Forever for a fantastic pheasant hunt. And I've got to tell you, Aberdeen stands out, is like the best base camp if you are both a hunter and a fisher person this time of year. How's the pheasant hunting season gone so far this year, and how long will it last?
I'll tell you what, last year we were coming off a tanner hop, the best birds they've seen in the last 10 years, and this year is a close second. We had snow last winter, nothing we're not used to, but, we had the real mild spring, rains throughout the summer. My grass is still green at home, and we're talking the middle of November.
Wow.
And just catching the moisture right when we need it, and the result is the habitat. And if you have the habitat, you're going to have those birds. And this is another banner year for pheasant hunting in South Dakota.
So the season starts in November, and it goes how long?
Our season starts the third Saturday in October, always the third Saturday, and it goes through the end of January.
Gotcha. One thing I definitely remember about hunting in your region is that there's a lot of publicly accessible land, and some of it is public land, but a lot of it is through a coalition. Tell our listeners about the Aberdeen Coalition that helps hunters get on land.
It's an initiative that we started here in Aberdeen called the Aberdeen Pheasant Coalition. And, just as you hunters and fishermen out there think that your efforts don't make a difference, I promise you they do. This is a grassroots effort, some businesses, the Pheasants Forever chapter, the local tourism chapter in Aberdeen. We all got together and we pooled some money And what we do is we allow those farmers to take advantage of every farm program out there, and then we work with those farmers to give them that slight little monetary push over the edge to enroll their land into CRP. And it has to be enrolled back into heavy, dense nesting covers. Now, if you look at all the state programs that are out there for farmers to take advantage of, this is a great extra incentive, not only on behalf of the farmer, but on behalf of the habitat that it creates for the birds. And this Aberdeen Pheasant Coalition put an additional 4,000 acres on the ground just in Aberdeen alone, or I should say Brown County, but basically Aberdeen, put additional 4,000 acres on the ground just in Aberdeen area. So now if you take those 4,000 acres, in addition to all of the other state acreages, walk-in areas, crep land, game production areas, waterfall production areas, school and public lands, you have all of that. There's more public land than you could ever dream of hunting in a weekend just in the northeastern part of South Dakota and more or less really just around Aberdeen.
Let's talk about something else. Aberdeen's not too far from the Missouri River, and the walleye record's been broken twice in like 15 days there. The first one was like a 16-plus pounder. The second one was a 17-plus pounder. What's going on out there?
What's going on is I've taken the batteries out of my boat, and it's in storage already. That's what's going on. So it's that fine line of those big walleyes. You know, they're bulking up for the wintertime. And, going into the late season open water fishing, pre-ice, I guess you could say, those walleyes are just feasting and gorging on the bait that's available. But to see two state records fall roughly in about 2 weeks' time, can you imagine? I mean, and if you think about it, John, there has to be another bigger one out there, right?
Right.
I mean, it's just the incentive and the drive to get out there and maybe fish for walleyes in the morning and chase pheasants in the afternoon, a true South Dakota cast and blast. I mean, just think of the possibilities. Aberdeen is located right just outside of the Missouri River, where basically both of those records fell, I believe, in that Gettysburg area. But, you know, to see those big, fat, pig walleyes, you know, and to have that opportunity to still be fishing open water. Yesterday, we're sitting at 50-plus degrees here in Aberdeen.
Oh, my gosh.
Today, we're sitting at about a high of 47, but, you know, we have no snow on the ground. We're talking almost the end of November already.
That is balmy weather for South Dakota this time of year, that's for sure. Eventually, though, those waters are going to freeze, and we should talk about some waters even closer to Aberdeen. You've got a number of glacial lakes that freeze over, and I'm guessing some of those are pretty good for ice fishing.
Absolutely. You know, we're located right in that Prairie Pothole region, which is the namesake of where we're located in that northeastern part of the state. But, you know, some of those lakes, little ponds, big lakes, they freeze over. You know, and you're catching anywhere from crappies to bluegills to perch to walleyes. An occasional cat might come through. But, you know, to have the access of all of the Prairie Pothole regions in and around the Aberdeen area, it's a short drive time. And in South Dakota's terms, I know it's different in other states, but your drive time from Aberdeen to the lake you're going to, or Aberdeen to the pheasant field you're going to, the public land, your coffee's still hot by the time you get there. All of it is easily accessible. You know, we're sitting really in that hot spot of everything that's hunting and fishing related. But, you know, with the mild temperature, I know there's some ice fishing tournaments that are right on the radar of being hosted at the start of the year. But, you know, open water fishing sliding right into hard water fishing with the combination of chasing pheasants in its mild temperatures as well. This is a great destination if you want to get in that late season pheasant hunt or that early season ice fishing trip for sure.
Let's talk about Aberdeen as a base camp. One thing that stood out to me was how hunter friendly the hotels were there.
Yeah, absolutely. All the hotels are dog friendly. So they all allow dogs. They all allow your unruly brother-in-law. You know, we're just trying to be as hospitable as possible. We roll out the orange carpet. We know what those hunters bring to the community. Every time a new dollar comes into the community, that thing rolls over anywhere 3 to 7 times. You know what that means? That means there's an extra housekeeper. That means there's an extra waiter or waitress. That's an extra set of eggs, an extra steak that's being grilled. We know what those dollars mean when they come into the community. And Aberdeen prides itself on the hospitality, I mean, bar none. We are the home of the pheasant sandwich. They used to serve pheasant sandwiches to the troops during World War II. our efforts of being hospitable go back that far. We're still serving the pheasant sandwich today as it celebrates its 80th anniversary. 80 years of serving the pheasant sandwich.
That is a great story, and you're right. Great way to show how hospitable Aberdeen is. And it's a great base camp, folks, for hunting,
absolutely,
for fishing. Make plans to go there now. A couple websites to give out. Why don't you give them out there, Casey?
Yeah, our vacation website is visitaberdeensd.com. You can catch that family vacation getaway, very cheap, affordable information. And our hunting and fishing website, we really built it into our name. We're that dedicated. Is huntfishsd.com, and that's your online resource for everything hunting and fishing related, whether it's private land, public land, guides, lodges, outfitters, soft water, hard water. It's basically your online resource for everything for the hunting and fishing adventure.
The websites again, folks, visit aberdeensd.com and huntfishsd.com. Check them out. Make plans today to go on a cast and blast late fall vacation to Aberdeen, South Dakota. Casey, wishing you a happy Thanksgiving, and thanks for sharing this with us today on America Outdoors Radio.
You as well. Thanks for having us. We appreciate it.
Sticking with firearms and thinking of Christmas already, I've got a great idea for you, and that would be giving somebody a personalized Henry Golden Boy or Golden Boy Silver rifle. Here's what you do. You just buy a Golden Boy or Golden Boy Silver rifle from your local Henry dealer. Think up 20 words that you would like to leave with a loved one for life. Then you purchase a personalized Golden Boy or personalized Golden Boy Silver receiver cover. They'll engrave the message for you at Henry Repeating Arms. Make sure it looks great. And you just replace that standard receiver cover with your new personalized one. No gunsmith needed. Just 5 screws holds it together, box that rifle back up, wrap it for Christmas, and wait for Christmas morning to give somebody a very special gift they will remember the rest of their life. Find out more at henryusa.com. That's henryusa.com. Purchase the best Christmas gift ever today.
Adventure seekers, hunters, and foodies. No matter the lifestyle, we can all agree on one thing. Great food and great people are worth remembering. At Camp Chef, we don't just make grills. We create each product knowing that a warm meal is always better when it's shared with those we love. Learn more about Camp Chef grills, smokers, and portable cooking equipment at campchef.com. That's campchef.com for a better way to cook outdoors.
Hunting and fishing are exercises in hope. Before you head into the woods, you hope to tag out on a deer you'll have to field dress. Before you make that first cast, you hope for a big fish to clean and fillet. When your hopes are realized, you'll need a sharp knife. Whether you sharpen that blade on a power sharpener in the shop or a manual sharpener in the field, WorkSharp has the tool for you. Look for WorkSharp products in sporting goods stores near you or online at WorkSharpTools.com.
Come explore the Dalles in Oregon for outdoors fun. Hike amongst the wildflowers, bike our riverfront trail, or visit the Gorge Discovery Center where you can enjoy a live raptor display, or even check out our National Neon Sign Museum. But don't forget the fishing. We've got salmon, steelhead, bass, walleye, and monster-sized sturgeon waiting just for you. When the day is done, tell those tall tales at one of our wineries, breweries, or restaurants, and plan your next adventure. Find out more at explorethedalles.com.
Are you looking to reel in the marketing opportunity of a lifetime? Then set the hook, because we've got it right here for you. America Outdoors Radio has sponsorships available, and we offer affordable platforms to reach thousands of listeners interested in fishing, hunting, and the outdoors. Find out more by contacting John Cruz through his website at AmericaOutdoorsRadio.com. That's AmericaOutdoorsRadio.com. Hurry, though. If you wait too long, the big opportunity might just get away. AmericaOutdoorsRadio.com.
Attention, small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make.
you may be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee through the Employee Retention Credit. Call Omega Accounting Solutions to see if your business is eligible to recover payroll tax paid during the pandemic. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute consultation to determine your qualifications. Call Omega Accounting Solutions at 800-309-ERC. Omega's knowledgeable staff will streamline the process of filing complicated paperwork. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. CPAs even turn to Omega for ERC guidance. Take advantage of this exclusive small business tax credit before it's too late. The 3-year sunset deadline is setting soon. So find out if you qualify today. Call 800-309-ERC. That's 800-309-ERC. Or visit OmegaTaxCredits.com.
You're back in with America Outdoors Radio. I'm John Cruz. We've got a really unique organization I want to tell you about. It's called Reeling in Serenity. And this organization helps keep people clean and sober through fly fishing. With us here to tell you more about this nonprofit is the president of the organization, Andy Weiner. Andy, welcome to the show.
Thanks, John. Good to be here.
So, Andy, you bring a lot to the table. You're a longtime publishing professional. You love to fly fish yourself. You've even written an award-winning children's fly fishing book. How did you get involved in the organization that's focused on recovery?
I started because I connected with somebody through my book and learned about the fact that she was working with a group of women in sobriety on a fly fishing retreat, and we bonded over that because she had a picture of herself in a magazine holding a book that was written by my father. And my father was a recovered alcoholic. He was 47 years sober when he passed away, and he wrote numerous books about recovery, and he was my inspiration, and he was also my fly fishing buddy.
That's a great story. So how does Reeling in Serenity work?
We use the same model that a number of fly fishing nonprofits use. A lot of people have probably heard of Casting for Recovery or Real Recovery or the Mayfly Project. And what people have learned is that fly fishing is a great activity for finding peace and serenity. And we use that model working with anglers who are working their sobriety. And we take them on free fly fishing retreats. We provide some instruction about fly fishing, a little entomology about bugs and what fish eat, and then take folks out to fish. We have guides for each angler. Do a little bit of conversation about recovery. We don't want to make it a sort of an overbearing experience about sobriety. We really want to introduce people to the activity and the peace that they can find participating in it.
I've heard of fly fishing being used as therapy for, like, veterans suffering from PTSD. How does it help people who have been addicted to drugs or alcohol?
You know, I think it's really the same way that it helps the veterans, and the organization that you're speaking about is Project Healing Waters Fly Fishing, which is a fantastic national organization. I think that anybody who fly fishes, maybe not anybody, but quite a few people, find that it's an activity that allows you to focus on the activity at hand, to immerse yourself in a great natural environment, and hopefully to catch some fish while you're doing it. I've found over the years that even on days when I'm not catching fish, just to be in that environment in a beautiful river, maybe with mountains and forests surrounding me, everything else sort of drops away. There's just a sense of serenity and peace. And that's what we're hoping that folks who are working their sobriety are going to find when they start fly fishing. And it's been the fact for the retreats that we've held so far that people have become so engaged in the practice and the activity of fly fishing that it really does help people exactly the way that we hoped it would.
And another important aspect of your nonprofit is you're connecting people with other people that are either recovering or have gone through that process and are clean and sober. Because it's hard to do this battle alone or to go ahead and get a lot out of it if you're fishing with somebody who's never walked in your shoes, so to speak.
Exactly. Most of our board and most of our staff are in recovery, anywhere from, I would say, 5 to 25 years. And it's something that they're very, very passionate about. They have found that fly fishing has been a road to maintaining their sobriety, and they want to share that with people who are taking that same journey that they are. And the way that we have most effectively found participants for the program is to reach out to local recovery centers, and it's pretty easy to get 10 to a dozen anglers to participate. We've had 5 retreats so far, and as I said, they are free for the participants. And another important aspect is that we are a 100% volunteer organization. Nobody from the staff or the board receives any compensation. We just do it for the love of the activity and to try and help people.
I think this is absolutely fantastic. Is Reeling in Serenity a new organization, and is it a nationwide organization?
Yeah, it's a fairly new organization. We started up with our first retreat, I believe, in September of 2022. We're primarily based in Georgia and on the East Coast, though I'm in California. We have staff in Pennsylvania and New York, but it's a very small organization. But our goal this year is to have retreats in Florida, North Carolina, Georgia, Pennsylvania, and hopefully Montana as well. So we're moving westward as we go.
As a matter of fact, this weekend, both Saturday and Sunday, you've got a fly fishing festival that's taking place in Brevard, North Carolina at the Deerwood Reserve. Tell our listeners about this.
It's a great fly fishing festival. It's our first time exhibiting there and participating. 2 of our staff members are going to be there, our executive director and communication director. But they are 2 longtime friends who were co-founders of the organization, and they've worked at several shows. And Becca is a really fascinating person, Becca Klein, who is our executive director. She's a woman who's fighting stage 4 metastatic breast cancer.
Oh, wow.
There have been films made about her. She is a great angler. She does a program every year, several times a year, called All Kids Fish, where she gets kids in Georgia out on the water fly fishing. And it's just a great activity, and she's an inspiration to all of us.
Well, this fly fishing festival, folks, again, is the Forks of the River Fly Fishing Festival. And Reeling Serenity is going to have a booth there. Again,
correct.
It's taking place at the Deerwood Reserve in Brevard, North Carolina, today and tomorrow. It's $20 for a day pass, $40 for the whole family, or $15 for a student. In addition to being able to talk to the folks with Reeling Serenity, there's also going to be live music, food trucks, local vendors, door prizes, raffles, and good times. So check that out. What are some other events that you have coming up?
We participate in the various stops of the fly fishing show. They have, I think, maybe 7 or 8 stops around the country. I exhibit at the Pleasanton, California stop. We'll be at the Atlanta, Georgia stop. I think we're going to shoot for the Pennsylvania one coming up in 2024 as well. Ben Frierimski, who's the head of the fly fishing show, has been a really terrific friend and supporter, both of my book and of Reeling in Serenity. And it's just a great opportunity to talk to people firsthand about what we're doing. When I hosted a booth last year, I just had this extraordinary experience of talking to people about their personal experiences with substance abuse, with members of their family. It was tremendously moving, and I think it's one of the most amazing experiences I've ever had.
You're listening to America Outdoors Radio. We're talking to Alan Weiner. He is the president of Reeling in Serenity, a nonprofit dedicated to helping people recover from alcoholism and substance abuse through fly fishing. It's a newer organization, volunteer-driven, and here's my next question. If somebody today is listening and wants to get involved either as a participant or as a volunteer, how do they do that?
The best way to do that is to reach out to us through our email address, which is info@reelinginserenity.org. You can visit our website, reelinginserenity.org. And if you didn't remember that email address, there's a contact link there as well.
All right. The website again, reelinginserenity.org. That's reelinginserenity.org. Check it out, get involved, and go fly fishing. Alan, thanks for what you do, and thanks for sharing this
pleasure.
With us today on America Outdoors Radio.
Thank you, John.
Before we go, a friendly reminder to be careful out there on the road, because this is the time of year when deer and elk like to wander onto the roadway. There's a few things you can do. Keep in mind that although these animals tend to be nocturnal, at this time of year you can actually find them during the day, and it's always best to slow down a little, especially if you're going to be in an area that's marked with a deer or elk crossing sign. The Oregon Department of Fish and Wildlife's got some other recommendations for you, too. One of them is to be alert in areas with dense vegetation along the road or while going around curves, because wildlife near the road can be very hard to see in these situations. If you do see one animal, stay alert, because there are others likely nearby. And if you see an animal on the side of the road, slow down, stay in your lane. Many serious injuries result of moving into the opposite lane and getting into an accident with another vehicle. Always wear your seatbelt. Even a minor collision can result in serious injuries. And if you are in a state where you can salvage a roadkill deer or elk, have the gear so that you can do so in your vehicle. Couple of other reminders for you. Number one, if you haven't already, I hope you'll like and follow our Facebook page at America Outdoors Radio. We've got the holiday season coming up soon, and we're going to be doing our Christmas gift giveaway early next month. I want you to be part of that. And don't forget to check us out online on the web. Our website is AmericaOutdoorsRadio.com. That's AmericaOutdoorsRadio.com. Check out our sponsor links on the front page, too, and support the organizations and businesses that are supporting us. And if you're going to be traveling, check out the TuneIn page, because we've got 135 stations in 33 states. You can hear this show in a whole lot of different places. So look for a station that's going to work for you while you're on the road this fall and winter. On that note, it is time to go, but here's hoping that you are able to get out for a little bit of deer hunting or elk hunting or waterfowl hunting, upland bird hunting, or maybe some fishing too. It's all waiting for you during this month of November. So until next time, be blessed and remember this, it is your country and your outdoors, so get out there and enjoy it.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Shout out to Redding Rancheria. Appreciate you guys for all your help. With the help that you guys gave us, we were able to stick around, retain some of our employees, and make sure all the customers got what they needed. Thank you guys.
Hi there. Us here at the Post Office Saloon would like to thank the Redding Rancheria for supporting us and our community through the COVID pandemic.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome to the Queen of Dragons Dispensary, your ultimate destination for top-notch cannabis experiences. Conveniently located at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard, Shasta Lake, our locally owned and operated dispensary takes pride in providing you with the best in price, value, and safety. Rest easy knowing that all of our products are rigorously tested for your peace of mind. We champion medical freedom, empowering you to choose what's right for you. At the Queen of Dragons, we house a remarkable selection of fresh, locally sourced, top-shelf indoor premium products packaged daily. Unbelievable value for unbeatable quality. We're open 7 days a week from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. For exclusive deals and exciting updates, don't forget to follow us on Twitter at The Queen Dragons. Join our vibrant community, The Queen of Dragons Dispensary, where the fire of quality meets the freedom of choice. Visit us at www.queenofdragons.com or call 530-276-9771 to evaluate your cannabis experience today.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Redding Rancheria.
proud to play our part.
K243CT Reading.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. The Israeli-Hamas war seems to be widening. A container ship owned by an Israeli billionaire has come under attack by a suspected Iranian drone in the Indian Ocean. An American defense official says the drone exploded, causing damage to the vessel. However, the good news, no crew members were hurt. Ceasefire agreement between Israel and Hamas is back in business now after being on hold for a while earlier in the day. BBC correspondent Sebastian Usher.
In Israel and the occupied West Bank, families have been welcoming their relatives home. The family of Yaffa Adara posted pictures of their reunion with the 85-year-old with the caption, "Grandma is here, healthy and beautiful. Thank you, people of Israel." In Ramallah, in the West Bank, there have been equally emotional scenes as families embrace women and young men released from detention in Israel. Rallies have been held in celebration with people chanting, "Thank you, Gaza." Such scenes are likely to be repeated over the coming 3 days if the temporary ceasefire continues to hold, even as the more long-term future in Gaza and Israel remains dark and uncertain.
Also at townhall.com, a former Minneapolis police officer, Derek Chauvin, has been stabbed by another inmate at a federal prison in Arizona, where he's serving time for the murder of George Floyd. That attack Friday at the federal correctional institution, officials say the wound is not life-threatening. Artificial intelligence, is it part of the military? You could say so. Pentagon has piloted pint-sized surveillance drones helping Ukraine fight Russia, also to keep track of American rivals' satellites in space. More on these stories at townhall.com.
We all know that aches and pains come with simply getting older, but it doesn't mean you have to accept it. That's why I want to tell you about a special lady, Leah from Ohio, and her relief factor story. One Sunday, Leah was sitting on the couch in so much pain, she was literally in tears. That's when she decided to try Relief Factor. Just 8 days later, she found relief, and she continued to get better and better. To quote her, she said, "I am truly amazed at this product. Like me, who after 9, almost 10 years, almost a decade of low back pain, lost that pain thanks to Relief Factor. If you're living with aches and pain, see how Relief Factor, a daily drug-free supplement, could help you feel and live better every day. Get the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. It all comes with a feel better or your money back guarantee. That number, 1-800, the number 4, relief, relieffactor.com.
Tayshia Stevens reports that a judge striking down an effort to enshrine abortion in Nevada's constitution.
Carson City District Court Judge James Russell has ruled that a proposed ballot initiative is too broad. The petition would have amended the state constitution to include the fundamental right to abortion, childbirth, postpartum care, birth control, vasectomy, and tubal ligation. The judge found that the amendment was a clear violation of Nevada's single subject rule. Pro-abortion groups are considering their options and may make an appeal to the Nevada Supreme Court. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
It is controversial. Virginia prison officials have agreed to give more inmates enhanced earned sentence credits for good behavior to allow for earlier releases. The change comes after the ACLU of Virginia sued the governor, attorney general, and state corrections officials on behalf of a number of inmates. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. It is a growing threat and very frightening. The FDA expanding the recall on a number of cantaloupe. Here's correspondent Lisa Dwyer with more on that story.
The number of people sickened by salmonella from cut and whole cantaloupes has more than doubled in a week. Three more brands have joined the recall list: Rudy Brand Whole Cantaloupes, Freshness Guaranteed, and Racetrack Brand Pre-Cut Cantaloupes. Nearly 100 people in 32 states have gotten sick from the contaminated fruits. 2 people died of the infections in Minnesota, and 45 people are hospitalized nationwide. Most people infected with salmonella develop diarrhea, fever, and stomach cramps within 6 hours to 6 days after consuming food contaminated with the bacteria. Health officials are telling people to throw the fruit out. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
More on these stories at townhall.com.
This is Carl and Linda Bott. Join us as we broadcast live during the National Finals Rodeo.
Yes, we'll be live from Las Vegas with our morning show of December 6th, 7th, and 8th. We'll be interviewing the leadership of the Professional Rodeo Cowboy Association, stock contractors, and competitors.
We'd like to thank our title sponsor, Redding Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino, as we bring these live broadcasts from Las Vegas.
The Redding Rancheria is presenting Native American Night as a kickoff to the 2024 Redding Rodeo. The tribe is grateful for the partnership with the Redding Rodeo Association.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino. And remember, next May 2024 is the Redding Rodeo. Tickets go on sale December 13th at reddingrodeo.com.
Considering the purchase of an e-bike, why not get more bang for your buck? Redding Electric Utilities e-bike program offers $1,000 towards an e-bike and $150 towards a lock and helmet for income-eligible applicants. With gas and car prices on the rise, there's no better time to take advantage of the new cycling connections in Redding. Join the movement to save some green while going green. E-biking means more fun, more trails for your tires, and more smiles per mile. Find out if you qualify at cityofredding.org/rebates.
This is The Pet Show with America's favorite pet expert, Warren Eckstein. Warren's the author of How to Get Your Dog to Do What You Want, How to Get Your Cat to Do What You Want, and he's here to answer all your pet and animal questions. Now, say hello to Warren Eckstein.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to The Pet Show. Is your pug acting like he's possessed? Are you being harassed by your Himalayan kitten? Does your schnoodle have you stomped? Well, if you love animals, care about wildlife and the environment, and really want to learn how to understand your dogs and cats almost as well as they understand you? If you're confused about your dog's or cat's behavior, or just want to improve your pet's life, you know what to do. Stay tuned, because once again, right here, right now, it is time for The Pet Show, America and Canada's first and only real pet psychology, pet training, pet behavior, and, of course, pet lifestyle show. So hop up on my couch, bring your furry little buddies with you, folks, because, yes, it is that time once again to let the animal analyzing begin. Hello, everybody. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show, the place where we absolutely, no doubt about it, love, adore, and, as I stress every single week, respect pets and animals as much as you do. By the way, if you'd like to join me on the Evergreen Pet Show family, if you're really interested and want to find out why your dogs or cats behave in certain ways, why they're jumping, digging, your cat is scratching, peed on your bed, your dog chases other dogs when you take them for a walk, your cat just refuses to use the litter box, your dog can't stand your next door neighbor, you got a new boyfriend, your dog or cat doesn't like him, you get the idea. That is what The Pet Show is all about, helping you resolve any issues that you may be having with your dog or cat. But a lot more likely is any issues that your dog or cat may be having with you. We look at life from everyone's perspective and resolve the issues here on The Pet Show. As always, plenty of time for your questions and comments, and lots of amazing stuff to give away. If you happen to be new to The Pet Show, where were you? We've been on for 42 years. But if you happen to be new to The Pet Show, everyone that calls into the show and gets to talk to me live on the air today will, in fact, get a fabulous gift for their dog or cat. And again, many of the items I give away here on the show are worth $25, $35, $45, even $50. So if you have a question or a comment about your dog or cat, just want to share a great story about a dog or cat you adopted, great time to give me a call. The phone number here at the Pet Show, 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. Plenty of time for your calls. Lots of pretty amazing stuff to give away. So if you have a question, you have a comment, now's the time to give me a shout. Let me tell you what I have planned for today's show. Although you probably know by now, Warren, you're not going to get to it all. You know that your phone calls are your priority, and you're absolutely right. But if we have time today, I want to talk about this. About half of pet guardians say that they share their bed with their dogs and cats. But are you sacrificing a good night's sleep? Coming up, we're going to take a look at the pros and the cons of sleeping with your dogs and cats. Also coming up, you know, when I was doing a lot of training, and I ran the largest dog training school on the East Coast for many years, trained over 40,000 animals. When I was doing a lot of training, I would always encourage people to have dog training parties. Dog training parties. So what is a dog training party, and can it really make a difference in your dog's behavior? We'll take a look at that. And, of course, last week I ran out of time, probably ran out of time this week as well. But is it possible, I mean just possible, that dogs and cats suffer not only with separation anxiety when you're gone, but separation anxiety when other pets in the household are not there? Is there really such a thing as dog-on-dog separation anxiety or dog-on-cat, cat-on-dog? Is it real? We'll talk about that as well. If you have more than one pet and one of the pets out of the house, does the other pet react anxiously? Give me a call. Let me know. 877-725-8255. We're also going to take a look at the most popular breeds on social media. Everyone posts pictures and stories about their pets on social media. What are some of the most popular breeds? As always, plenty of time for all of your questions and comments. Lots of great stuff to give away. So, if your pet happens to be chewing, jumping, maybe your cat's confused about the litter box, maybe your new rescue puppy isn't housebroken, poor guy, suffering with separation anxiety, your new cat's depressed, your dog is chasing anything that moves, your cat scratched your favorite chair, and your dog literally, I mean literally believes that if he sees it, he must hump it. If he humps everything in sight, give me a call. Again, the phone number, 877-725-8255. Now, here's the deal. Usually I have one question of the day. But today I got two. The first question is, should your pets be allowed to sleep with you in bed? If you give me a call and answer that question, I'll send you a great gift. Should your dogs and cats be allowed to sleep in bed with you? That's question number one. But also coming up on today's show, you know, I want to know, when I was training many, many years ago, a lot of the breeds that I worked with were you don't see that many anymore. As a matter of fact, I wanted to look at some of the breeds of dogs that people had in the 70s and 80s. You know, in the 80s, purebred dogs were much more popular than they are today. And that's a good thing, because today there's a greater focus on adoption and rescuing dogs from shelters. Many people also prefer what I call the blended or mixed breed dogs, because they tend to be healthier and have fewer genetic problems than purebred dogs. It's actually what we call hybrid vigor. So we'll take a look at that as well. But here's my question to you. What type of dogs did you have or did your friends have in the 70s and 80s? I know right now a lot of people out there with blended breeds, but I remember in the 70s and 80s when I was doing a lot of training in New York City, there were a lot of Alaskan Malamutes, Akitas, Afghans, Canaan dogs, Chow, Australian Terriers, Old English Sheepdogs, Bearded Collies, Bedlington Terriers, Border Collies. Bouvier de Flanders, Boxers, Briard. These were some of the breeds that were popular. Do you remember the breeds that were popular in the late 70s and 80s? Or what breeds of dogs and cats perhaps did your friends or neighbors have when you grew up? Maybe they had a collie. Don't see a whole lot of collies anymore. Give me a call. If you get through, a great gift will be on its way for you. I just want to find out what breeds were so popular back then. The phone number here, 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. Let's go to my friend Lisa. Hi, Lisa. Welcome to the Pet Show.
Hi, Warren. Thanks so much for taking my call. And yes, I am in La Kenyatta. number one, growing up in the 70s, we had poodles. people next door had dachshund, people across the street had a schipperke, and people around the corner had dachshunds. So those
schipperke, you were lucky. You know, schipperke, a lot of people don't know what the schipperke, one of my favorite dogs in the world. They live a little bit longer than a lot of other dogs, and they were used in Holland to carry messages from one barge to the other. They kind of look like little black foxes. Great growing up next to a schipperke. I'm jealous.
Yeah, they were. Its name was Skippy.
What a shock. You know how many, schipperkes I worked with named Skippy?
I know. It's sad, isn't it? And then your other question about sleeping, of course, every animal, every dog I've had slept with me. We have two dogs now. It's funny. One of them, who you have helped me with immensely, a boxer pit bull mix, he will not sleep with his. He prefers to sleep in a crate, which we leave the door open, but he prefers to go in there. But our Golden, who was a rescue, she sleeps on our bed, and she's, you know, long and big,
as long
and 69 pounds.
As long as they have a choice. So what's your question for me today, Lisa?
My Golden, who you've talked to me about before, she is about to be 14. She has gone blind in one eye. She's a cancer survivor, and she's now going deaf. And I can't, she could have her eye operated on, but they're afraid to do it with her cancer background. So
we're just
keeping her. I mean, she's perfectly active. She's, you know, eating, pooping, doing everything she needs to do. However, when she goes outside, and we have our younger dog that goes out with her, if she doesn't see him or follow him in, she stands in the yard like she's completely confused. And with all the rain we had, it didn't matter. She would stand out there in the rain.
Yeah.
And not.
So you need a way to get her to react to you. Correct? You're looking for a way to get her to react to you when she's outside.
Exactly.
Okay,
yes.
Let me tell you what I'm going to recommend. I want you guys to go out today, and I want you to purchase a high-intensity flashlight.
Okay.
And lots of times I use a high-intensity flashlight with dogs that have specifically lost their hearing or maybe lost part of their sight. The high-intensity flashlight, I want you to start using it. Just flash it once or twice before you feed her. Flash it once or twice before you give her a hug and a kiss. Flash it once or twice before you play with her. I wanted to associate seeing that bright light with coming to you and getting something very special. Once you're able to accomplish that, then when she's outside in the yard, she'll associate that flashlight or that high-intensity light with something very positive and respond to you accordingly.
Okay. That sounds great. Okay.
That's number. There are other things you can use. You can use like sounds, like stamping on the floor and stuff like that. But I think the high intensity flashlight's the way to go. Give it a shot. If it doesn't work, let me know. We'll give you some other ideas.
Okay, I appreciate that. We tried, you know, banging on a pan, but when it was raining so hard, she couldn't hear it. So
I'm telling you, the flashlight should make a big difference for you.
Okay, that's great. We will do that.
Lisa, don't go away. Don't go away. I'm going to put you on hold, the 14-year-old dog. You know what? I'm going to send you guys a jar of my own Hugs and Kisses vitamin mineral supplement treats. Keep those hips and joints in great shape. Phone number here at the Pet Show, 877-725-8255. Great time to call me. Plenty of time for your calls. Lots of great stuff to give away. A quick break, then right back at you. You know, for years now, you've heard me talk about Lucy Pet Food. And by the way, Lucy Pet Food, I've been feeding my own rescues, Molly and Willie, for over 4 years, actually 3.5 years now, and you know how good they look because I post pictures every day. Lucy Pet Food is absolutely amazing. I get questions, and then when I respond, people get back to me and say, Warren, what a difference we've noticed in our dogs and cats by giving them Lucy Pet Food. And here's another thing that's critical. Lucy Pet Food is not manufactured somewhere you may never heard of. Lucy Pet Food is manufactured in Southern California, not too far away from where I live, in their own plant. That's right, not a plant that manufactures different foods. Their own plant. In fact, they have their own laboratory. But don't take my word alone. I want you to hear from a listener and what they said about Lucy Pet Food.
I have been feeding Lucy Pet Food.
Yeah.
And I ran out. And I fed Brand X. I put it in the bowl. Dog comes over, takes one sniff, couple sniffs, looks at me like I'm Benedict Arnold.
Well, there you go. See, and that's why that's why she's barking. You ran out of Lucy Pet Food. That's why she's barking.
There you go.
These are exactly the type of calls and texts I get every day from listeners all across America and Canada saying, Warren, thank you for letting us know about Lucy Pet Food. And here's the deal. If you go directly to their site, it's lucypetproducts.com, lucypetproducts.com. Go directly to the site. You can get the Lucy pet food for your dog or cat, the dog food rolls, the kitty lickies. It's all there. And if you log on to their website, LucyPetProducts.com, today, spend $49 or more. Shipping is absolutely free. And by the way, the people at Lucy, my good friend Joey Herrick, their CEO, is passionate about animals as you and I. So check out LucyPetProducts.com, LucyPetProducts.com. Spend $49, shipping absolutely free. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show.
Everybody tells me that it's cool to be a cat, cool for cats.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
What makes a super product? One which genuinely changes our routines? In the beauty space, Garnier's Micellar Water has succeeded in doing just this over the last 10 years. Here's Milan Majenovic to tell us more.
Beauty routines have evolved so much over the last decade, and to accompany all of our consumers through this, our labs in New Jersey have created customized micellar water formulas for each and every skin type. We were inspired by the beauty routines of Parisian women who used pharmacy herbal-infused waters to combat the calcium in tap water to remove their makeup in the evening. It's our responsibility to lead the journey on sustainability. So our bottles are made from 100% recycled plastic, and since we've made the switch in the U.S., we've saved 810 tons of virgin plastic per year. By the end of this year, all of our caps will be also made from recycled plastic. The inclusivity and democratization of beauty is so important to Garnier because it fully aligns with our purpose, which is green beauty for all of us. We believe that we have the duty to democratize the best of beauty for everyone, no matter your age, your gender, your ethnicity, your budget, your skin type.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475 horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary Direct Connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Shout out to Reading Rancheria. Appreciate you guys for all your help. With the help that you guys gave us, we were able to stick around, retain some of our employees, and make sure all the customers got what they needed. Thank you guys.
Hi there. Us here at the Post Office Saloon would like to thank the Reading Rancheria for supporting us and our community through the COVID pandemic.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
As part of Operation Holiday Salute, Reading Kia would like to express our gratitude to our veterans and those currently serving our country. Since 2006, Reading Kia has striven to be the premier auto dealership in the North State. There's always military incentive rebates on all new 2023 and 2024 Kias at Reading Kia. Test drive the new 2024 Kia Telluride today. Reading Kia, home of the 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. 418 East Cypress Avenue, ReadingKia.com.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Reading Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
This holiday season, join the all-new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Reading Garden of Lights.
taking place November 17th through January 7th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens.
At the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Explore over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights, plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more.
Redding Garden of Lights, presented by Mercy Medical Center, Redding.
Learn more at turtlebay.org.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity and reliability of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Maintain your car warranty with our service while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Stop into a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit us in Palisadro, in the Holiday Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard near Waterworks Park and Anderson. Across from Roundtable Pizza, Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Do you have that dream of a book burning a hole into your soul? It's not too late to join us for National Novel Writing Month to make that dream a reality. Find us at NaNoWriMo.org to connect. That's NaNoWriMo.org. And of course, this holiday season, we want to thank our troops, both active and retired, for the opportunity you've given us to make these dreams come true. So we give a big salute to our troops.
Join Tokens Radio Show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as host Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Tokens Radio Show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Later and why they do it. But here's the bottom line. If you have a dog, what you want to do is you want to get them on a good, solid dog food. And a good, solid dog food, I'm not going to talk about Lucy, maybe a little bit, but it's manufactured not too far away from where you live in California. It's not manufactured in a plant where they make 20 other different brands of dog food. They have their own plant. They have their own testing laboratory right there on premises in Southern California. That's number one. Number two, if in fact that the dog is really licking their paw because of an allergy or maybe some type of boredom, what I'm going to recommend, and I'm going to send you a jar of my own supplement, the Hugs and Kisses, and here's why. There are two ingredients in Hugs and Kisses that are absolutely amazing, specifically for the excessive licking and especially on the paw area or even the body. Number one is lecithin, and number two is biotin. Let me take a break. Kathy, we'll get back to you. Let me take a break. We'll get right back to you after this.
When you're holding me tight.
I'm Richard Gerhart, founder of Gerhart Law. We specialize in patents, trademarks, and copyrights. You can find out more at learnmoreabouttrademarks.com. We love working with entrepreneurs and helping their businesses grow. And here is our client, Ricky, to tell it like it is.
Hi, I'm Ricky Frango, founder and CEO of Prime 6. We manufacture high-performing, clean, and sustainable fuels like charcoal and logs. We've been working with Gerhart Law since the beginning, really, and they've helped us figure out the trademarks, the patents, everything that has to do with product development and how to protect our inventions. And we're extremely grateful for the wonderful team that has been supporting our business since day one.
Thank you, Ricky. To learn more about trademarks, go to learnmoreabouttrademarks.com and download our free Entrepreneur's Guide to Trademarks, or book a free consultation with me to discuss your patent and trademark needs. That's learnmoreabouttrademarks.com for your free booklet about trademarks and a free consultation.
For as long as anyone can remember, Historic Haas Farms has been the place for the holiday season. Memories that date back to early childhood, filled with wonderful food, music, and friendship. A place where everyone is welcome. In that tradition, Historic Haas Farms has a special treat, Lights on the Farm. A one-mile journey filled with wondrous lights and music. A country odyssey. To make this journey, you'll ride out in country-covered wagons or take the mighty Haas Express. Sit back and view the seemingly never-ending waves of shimmering lights. Brightly designed by one of our own, award-winning Michelle Van Gant of Redding Lights. So reserve your ticket to ride today. Times and dates are limited, and every Thursday, children 12 and under are free. So don't delay. Order your tickets online at historichaasfarms.com, because Christmas lights do more than just glow. They're about love given a long time ago.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Join us this year for the 19th annual Cascade Christmas, a song and dance extravaganza. Reading's favorite holiday tradition is here. We travel back in time to discover how Santa and Mrs. Claus came to be. Along this journey through time and space, you will see some of your favorite Christmas characters and meet some new faces. We learn the magic of believing both in the spirit of the holidays and in ourselves. Tickets are on sale now, CascadeTheater.org, or by calling 530-243-8877.
Helps post-9/11 veterans and their families realize what's possible. With support and resources that bring warriors together and empower them to become stronger, both inside and out.
It's possible to begin healing, to get the help you need,
to find peace.
And as each warrior's needs evolve, so do we. Because these last 20 years are just the beginning. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
A mentor program director from my L.A. radio days would remind the on-air talent that our job every time we opened the microphone was to elicit a positive emotional response, something that would encourage or uplift our audience in a way that would cause him or her to be thankful for being there at that moment in time. Hi, this is Bill Martinez, man of God, nationally syndicated radio host, former Marine, and award-winning marketing professional. Now, radio is an emotional medium, and this idea caught on and grew the station's popularity to unprecedented audience numbers. This idea impacted me so that I started applying it to other areas of my life with my family and business encounters. It was almost immediate and changed my perspective. Imagine what would happen if we approached all our encounters with the objective of eliciting a positive emotional response, especially today when contention is getting more attention than it deserves. I found this concept to have universal appeal and application. Try it and see for yourself.
For more information about the Bill Martinez Show, go to BillMartinezShow.com.
Imagine a world where animals and humans coexist in harmony, where wild animals thrive, habitats are protected, and marginalized communities are empowered. At International Animal Rescue, this is our vision. Our holistic, community-led projects not only rescue animals, but also protect and replenish precious habitats, creating a better future for us all. But we can't do this without you. Show your support now and help keep the wild, wild. Visit internationalanimalrescue.org.
And none of my best friends walk upright. We are back on the Pet Show. I'm Warren Eckstein. Phone number 877-725-8255. We're going to get right to you, Kathy. We got Micah. We got Warren in Arizona. We got Sylvia. We'll get to your calls. 877-725-8255. Kathy, you still with me?
Yeah.
Okay, so a couple of things. Let me go back over that dog food stuff. It's really difficult for the average person to make sure they have exactly the right balance of nutrients with homemade dog food. You'd really need to work with an animal nutritionist. Number two, homemade dog food is typically made fresh, so it has a shorter shelf life, and it could be other problems as well. There's also a greater risk for your dog developing nutritional deficiencies on homemade dog food diet, and creating a nutritionally balanced homemade food requires a lot of research. So that's where I'm again. When you have other products on the market that have done that for you, I'm a fan of that as well. That's number one. Number two, you had another question about your golden as well?
I actually do.
Go ahead.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
She chases light flashes and shadows. It's really interesting. She'll be obsessed with that. If I'm taking her for a walk and she notices a flash or a shadow, like a bird flies overhead or
it's a golden retriever. It's a golden retriever. Of course it's going to look at a bird overhead.
Well, I know, but I'm wearing a watch, and it makes a reflection on a wall or a water or something like that. She pounces on it.
You know, it's an interesting question, but there are certain dogs, just like there are certain people, that are more apt to react a certain way to different things. For example, I've worked with a lot of dogs that reacted to really strange sounds, an alarm clock. I remember working with a dog that couldn't deal when the owner sneezed. So there's a lot of different things that we have to work with. But in terms of the 7-year-old dog, has this been going on all 7 years?
Yes, it has.
Okay. At this point, I would leave well enough alone. I would not try to change it. It's not the end of the world. She's not turning into Cujo. Sometimes at 7 years old, if she's been doing that for a long period of time, you try to resolve it. As long as she's healthy, as long as the doctor says the eyes are in good shape, then there's no other reason for it. She's been doing it for 7 years. I would leave well enough alone.
Okay. And do you agree with my vet that who says that she really should have a grain in her food?
What I'm going to do to make sure that your dog is getting everything your dog needs, there's so much controversy about that. Can I send you a jar of my own supplements?
Oh, I'd love that.
I developed them over 30 years ago. We made changes about 3 years ago. It has everything your dog's going to need. So what I'm going to do, Kathy, let me put you on hold. We'll get your name. We'll get your address. And a jar of my own Hugs and Kisses supplements will be on its way to you in no time at all. Who is up next here? It looks like it's going to be Mike in Iowa. Hey, Mike in Iowa. Welcome to the Pet Show.
Hi there.
How are you today?
I'm just grand.
What's up?
I have a problem with American Bulldog, almost 3 years old. He chews on everything. We get him toys that can't chew apart, and he chews them apart, or she, I should say. And we can't get her to quit chewing on everything. If she
all right, well, let's go over.
Corner,
let's go over why right. Dogs chew, okay? There's many reasons dogs chew. Number one, when they're puppies, they're teething, obviously. If we don't get through the teething stages, did you have it since she was a puppy?
Yes.
Okay. If you don't get them through those teething stages properly, what happens is later on they develop what's called latent psychological teething. Even though they're not teething because their mouth and gums hurt them anymore, they're teething psychologically. So that's another reason. Let's take teething out of it. Number two, if the dog is bored, that's another reason that will increase the amount of chewing on anything. Number three, if they're not getting enough exercise, that will cause the dog to chew an awful lot. And number four, which is not too common in America nowadays, is something we call pica. If a dog is lacking something nutritionally from its diet, it will chew on bizarre stuff just to crave it. I remember when I was training in Europe, we had dogs that were just going crazy, and we found that they lack sulfur in their diet. We gave them some sulfur, and the chewing stopped. So right off the bat, a couple of things. When the dog is chewing something that you don't want the dog to chew, what do you do at that point?
Scold him.
and you say, no, bad dog, whatever, and then you give the dog a toy of his own to play with, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So what did you just do, Mike? You just told the dog if he chews on something you don't want him to chew on, you'll correct him, take it away, now get something special to chew on, one of his own items. What I want you to do is I want you to increase the exercise factor. What I'd like you to do is go to the pet store today, take your American Express card with you. I want you to buy a half a dozen new toys for him. Hear me out on this. I want you to put three of them down all at the same time. Leave them down for 2 days, then pick them up, put the new ones down. After another 2 days, pick the new ones up, put the old ones back down. It's kind of like taking a toy away from a child and giving it back. A day later, it's like a brand new toy again. So right off the bat, in terms of chewing, I would increase the exercise. I would rotate the toys. That's really, really important. Nutritionally, let's make sure he's getting everything he should be getting, and that should really help with the chewing. But as long as you tell him no for chewing and then reinforce it by giving him something that he wants, it's kind of like the dog who chews the shoe. Person takes the shoe away, gives the dog a treat, and then the dog says, well, you know what? I'm going to go grab another Gucci shoe. I want another treat. So sometimes they're a little brighter than we are, Mike. So I think that's what's probably going on. And first of all, the American Bulldog, one of my favorite breeds, you know, they get a bad rap, but they are so sweet, so adorable, and so lovable. I would increase the mental stimulation, maybe do some advanced training. I don't care whether he sits and stays every time, but sometimes it's just enough to calm them down and increase the exercise. Anyway, Mike, don't go anywhere. Let's put Mike on hold, and I am going to send Mike for his dog. What do I want to send Mike? You know, Mike, I'm going to send you some Lucy pet food. Make the switch over gradually, and your dog will be a lot happier. Hey, great time to give me a call. We're going to get to you, Sylvia. We're going to get to you, Warren. The phone number here at the Pet Show, 877-725-8255. Here's another question I'm tossing out to you guys. In the 80s, late 70s and 80s, I was training hundreds of dogs as the head instructor for the YMCA all over the East Coast. And many of the breeds back then, Bouvier de Flanders, Briards, Springer Spaniels, Bull Terriers, Chesapeake Bay Retrievers, more people had pedigree dogs back then. You don't see those breeds anymore. So my question to you is, number one, is it okay to sleep with your dog? And question number two is, what purebred dogs did your neighbors, friends, or did you have growing up? Give me a call. I will send you a great gift, lots of great stuff to give away. The phone number here at the Pet Show, 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. Plenty of time for your calls. As I said, lots of amazing stuff to give away. Hugs and kisses, copies of my books. So if you have a question or a comment, or just want to talk a little bit about whether you think it's okay to sleep with your dog or cat, or if you want to talk about the concept of what purebred dogs, maybe your neighbors or friends or you had growing up, give me a call now. Great time. 877-725-8255. Quick break, then right back to your phone calls. Listen. If you happen to be owned by a cat, you heard me. If you happen to be owned by a cat, you know they're in charge. Cats call the shots. Your cats tell you when they want to go to sleep. Your cats tell you when they want to play and socialize. They even tell you when they want to eat. Cats know exactly what they want, and Kitty Lickies is part of that. Kitty Lickies by Lucy Pet are actually scrumptious, lickable moose cat treats and food toppers. Your cats will enjoy Kitty Lickies either directly from the pouch or squeeze it over their dry food for an extra treat. It's absolutely amazing for those finicky cats out there. You know who I'm talking about. Your cats will enjoy Kitty Lickies either directly from the pouch or, as I said, squeeze it over their food. Kitty Lickies Lickable Moose Cat Treat comes in three feline favorite recipes. There's chicken and duck, sardine and tuna, salmon and chicken. But don't take my word. I want you to hear from a listener and what their cats did when they started getting Kitty Lickies.
Also, I want to tell you that Kitty Lickies saved my life with my cat. She has always had raw food, which I have to finger feed her because she has a lot of intestinal problems. The Kitty Lickies have changed her loving her food now. So I want to thank you.
I'm telling you, these are the things I get every day. Kitty Lickies is an amazing product made by Lucy Pet. So check out their website, LucyPetProducts.com. LucyPetProducts.com. Purchase $49 more of Kitty Lickies, Lucy Pet Food, and shipping is absolutely free right to your front door. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show.
And they called it puppy love. Oh, I guess so.
never know.
Could you use a little extra money right now? If you'd like to borrow up to $100,000 and get pre-approved in minutes, call the number we'll give you at the end of this commercial. Our lending partners have already loaned millions of dollars to individuals just like you, and we're ready to lend you up to $100,000 if you qualify, even if your credit is not perfect. You could use the money to pay off high-interest credit cards, for home renovations, or consolidate existing debt. You could get flexible, easy-to-pay terms. The consultation to find out if you qualify is free. To find out if you qualify for our special financing program, call this toll-free number 24 hours a day. 800-590-0843. 800-590-0843. 800-590-0843. That's 800-590-0843. Important terms and conditions apply. Not all applicants will qualify. Loan amount, annual percentage rate, and term will vary depending on credit worthiness. Applying does not guarantee approval. Account approval is subject to verification and confirmation of your credit history and acceptance by a lender. If you choose to apply for a loan through us, a consumer report will be obtained to evaluate your credit worthiness in connection with your application for credit.
I'm Warren Eckstein, host of The Pet Show. Over 30 years ago, I developed my Hugs and Kisses 4-in-1 supplement for both your dogs and cats to control your dog and cat's shedding, dander, dry skin, and hairballs, while improving your pet's immune system with both pre- and probiotics. Hear what one caller says about Hugs and Kisses.
Your Hugs and Kisses, I have told all my friends about it. For years, I have been giving him those Hugs and Kisses, and then you changed it a little bit and made it even better. Honest to God, he'll eat it like a treat, and then I crumble it up on his food. You know, I feed him twice a day. And he just loves it.
Imagine, no more shedding, itching, or scratching. My Hugs and Kisses supplements come with a 30-day guarantee and a 30-year track record. Order today at Amazon.com, Walmart.com, or ThePetShow.com, or call us at 1-800-430-4847. That's 1-800-430-4847, ThePetShow.com.
Linda Fott. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Fott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive is proud to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute to thank our veterans and those currently serving in the armed forces. North Valley Distributing, serving both the electrical and electronics industries, a one-stop shopping experience. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive. Call 530-222-1500. 530-222-1500. Proud to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time is coming for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Hello, I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we would like to take a moment to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces. At the McConnell Foundation, our mission is to help build better communities through philanthropy. We value excellence and integrity, using our personnel, facilities, and financial resources to create and support positive change. We are honored to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
About pets
had in the 70s and 80s. I had a German Shepherd.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. What did you have?
Weimaraner, a Samoan, a Border Collie, a very large lab, 109-pound lab, another lab, and then I had a Beagle Siberian.
I'm telling you, the Samoy, the smiling dog of the north, they were very popular in the 80s as well. For a while there, people would actually save the hair when they shed, and they would make jackets and sweaters and gloves out of them. Great breed of dog. And what else did you say you had? What other kind of breed besides the Samoyed?
Weimaraner.
The most mispronounced dog in America. Yeah, you know, I'm starting to see more Weimaraners around. I guess a lot of people, you know, they go for the Weimaraners. A lot of people look at the Wieslers and they think they're Weimaraners, but you're right. I trained a lot of Weimaraners when I was stationed in Germany. Just amazing, amazing breeds of dogs. So I'm glad nowadays, I mean, listen, I'm not an abolitionist. If people want purebred dogs, that's their option. But I am so glad that now more people are going to shelters and rescues and adopting their dogs and adopting their cats, whether it be a mixed breed dog or not. And, you know, those dogs that are not purebred are generally healthier because they have what's called hybrid vigor and not a lot of the same diseases. What kind of pets do you have now, Sylvia?
Right now I have two cats, and I have a desert tortoise. March, it'll be 43 years, but he's about 70 or 80.
Yeah, well, you got another 30 or 40 years with him. Anyway, I got to move on, Sylvia. Don't go anywhere. I'm going to put you on hold. Let's send Sylvia some kitty lickies for her cat. Great time to call me. I'm going to try to get to you, Warren, also. If not, we got a whole other hour to go. Phone number here, 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. Now, have you heard me just a while ago give one of my listeners my own Hugs and Kisses vitamin mineral supplements? I want you to listen to me carefully. You know, it's the new year, and now is the perfect time to make sure that your dogs and cats are getting everything they need to stay healthy and happy with my own Hugs and Kisses vitamin mineral supplement treats. And here's why. Hugs and Kisses have both lecithin and biotin. What does that mean? Nothing better to help prevent excessive shedding, dry skin, dander, bare spots, and hairballs. Lecithin and biotin together. Go to a health food store. They recommend that for you. Not only that, I've also added not only glucosamine, but chondroitin. This will keep your dog or cat's bones, joints, and hips flexible and healthy as they age. And this is really important. The Hugs and Kisses vitamin mineral supplement treats have both probiotics and prebiotics. And the prebiotics feed the probiotics. And together, it will give your dogs and cats the healthy digestion and gut health they need to stay that way. And Hugs and Kisses are absolutely amazing for your pets. But here's a listener. I want you to hear what they said about my own Hugs and Kisses supplements.
I called about a couple months ago. I rescued about a 12-year-old little pug, Corgi mix, and she came with lots of skin problems and itchy, and it was driving me crazy. And you sent me the Hugs and Kisses, and she's been on it a couple months. Unbelievable. It's changed her life and mine. She's just doing really, really, really well with it, and I love the product.
That's what I hear every day. Now, my Hugs and Kisses, that's my own product. That has my name on the label and my signature. And if you want to try Hugs and Kisses for your dogs or cats, and you should, Hugs and Kisses are available at Amazon.com. They're also available at Walmart.com. You can go directly to my website, thepetshow.com, all one word, thepetshow.com. Or if you prefer, call my office. People want to talk sometimes to someone and find out more about the product. So call my office directly, 1-800-430 and the word hugs. So check out my own Hugs and Kisses supplements for your dogs and cats at Amazon.com, Walmart.com, thepetshow.com, or call my Hugs and Kisses counselors directly at 1-800-430-HUGS. That's 1-800-430-4847. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show.
Thousands of authors across the country have written books and published them with Page Publishing. If you've written a book, they can help you through the process, cut through the confusion of the publishing world to make it easy for you. If they decide to publish your book, your work ends, theirs begins. from copy editing and proofing to typesetting and book cover art. Plus, get your book printed, distributed, and sold on Amazon, Apple Books, Barnes & Noble, and in bookstores across the country. They even help promote your book. Biography, self-help, mystery, novels, sci-fi, or even a children's book. No matter what genre, Page Publishing can bring your book to life. And don't forget to ask about audiobooks. We do all of this for you. Call today for your free writer's guide packed with tips, tricks, and templates to help you finish what you started.
800-378-2714. 800-378-2714. 800-378-2714. That's 800-378-2714.
I'm Richard Gearhart, founder of Gearhart Law. We specialize in patents, trademarks, and copyrights. You can find out more at learnmoreabouttrademarks.com. We love working with entrepreneurs and helping their businesses grow. And here is our client, Ricky, to tell it like it is.
Hi, I'm Ricky Frendo, founder and CEO of Prime 6. We manufacture high-performing, clean, and sustainable fuels like charcoal and logs. We've been working with Gearhart Law since the beginning, really, and they've helped us figure out the trademarks, the patents, everything that has to do with product development and how to protect our inventions. And we're extremely grateful for the wonderful team that has been supporting our business since day one.
Thank you, Ricky. To learn more about trademarks, go to learnmoreabouttrademarks.com and download our free entrepreneur's guide to trademarks, or book a free consultation with me to discuss your patent and trademark needs. That's learnmoreabouttrademarks.com for your free booklet about trademarks and a free consultation.
Hey, Warren Eckstein here, host of The Pet Show on Radio America. For over 43 years on TV and radio, I've been helping people resolve any behavior issues they may be having with their dogs and cats, or more likely, any issues your pets may be having with you. If you really want to understand your dogs and cats as well as they understand you, never miss The Pet Show. From litter box issues to humping dogs, I cover it all. So hop on my couch with your pets and let the animal analyzing begin on The Pet Show, just like this listener.
Hi, I want to tell you that you gave me some of the best information I've ever gotten. It was about my dog barking. I have a Yorkie, and you said, go over and say, thank you, now that's enough. And I did that, and I did it a couple of times, and it stopped her from barking.
You know, I am a genius, by the way.
It was amazing. I tell more people about it. They don't really work with it or get it, and it's absolutely a wonderful idea because it works.
Tune into The Pet Show with me, Warren Eckstein, weekly at Radio America. And we are back on The Pet Show. I'm Warren Eckstein. Warren in Arizona, I want to get to your call, but I don't want to rush you, so I'm gonna make you hold a little bit longer. I promise I'll send you a great gift and get into a lot of detail on your questions. So we have to break at the top of the hour, so you'll be my first call when we come back. By the way, the phone number here at The Pet Show, 877-725-8255. Now, the question of the day is, you know, there's a whole bunch of different breeds of dogs nowadays. Every dog seems to be a French bulldog. But in the 80s and the late 70s, there were a lot of different breeds out there, breeds like the Canaan, the Israeli Canaan, the Chow, which, by the way, was considered at one time the rarest dog in the world when I brought it onto the Today Show, the Australian Terrier, the Norwich Terrier, the Old English Sheepdog, many of them still around from the dogs I worked with for Serpico, the Bearded Collie, the Bedlington Terrier, the Chesapeake Bay Retriever, Briard, Bouvier de Flanders. I want to hear from you guys in the next hour what breeds of dogs possibly you remember growing up with. It's good that nowadays more people are going to shelters and rescues and giving homes to dogs and cats that really need them. But I'm not an abolitionist. There are certain people that want a specific breed. That's up to you guys. So I want to hear when you come back what breeds you grew up with or your neighbors had. 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. I'm Warren Eckstein, and you're listening to The Pet Show.
Spinning around together on a planet of the sun.
Every day, your life is filled with choices.
And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Doc. The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.